From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. It is 11 days until Election Day in the United States, and FBI Director James Comey says his agency is reopening an investigation into former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server while in office. In a letter to the U.S. Congress, Comey said the agency has learned of the existence of emails that appear to be pertinent to the investigation. He said investigators will examine the material to determine if it contains classified information and to assess their importance to the FBI's inquiry. Clinton, the Democratic nominee for president, has been hounded by questions regarding her use of a private email account instead of a government server. The FBI launched an investigation into the affair in 2015, but concluded in July there was no basis for criminal charges against Clinton. Meanwhile, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump told a cheering crowd in New Hampshire that the new investigation is a chance for the FBI to, in his words, right a wrong that was done.
Hillary Clinton's corruption is on a scale we have never seen before. We must not let her take her criminal scheme into the Oval Office.
Trump told the crowd that he has great respect for the FBI and the Department of Justice for having the courage to, in his words, right the horrible mistake that they made. Clinton is campaigning in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and so far has not made any comment about the new revelations. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Syrian rebel groups say they have begun a large-scale offensive in Aleppo to break the government's siege on neighborhoods in the eastern part of the divided city. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Friday that rebel shelling in western Aleppo killed 15 civilians and wounded 100 others. No other information was immediately available. The Syrian government, meanwhile, said it had beaten back attacks from both rebel forces and Islamic State militants near Aleppo. The UN Human Rights Office reports that Iraqi civilians are increasingly being used as pawns by Islamic State militants in their battle for Mosul. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the agency says it has received credible reports of executions, mass abductions, and the use of civilians as human shields.
Human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says IS, also known as ISIL, has abducted nearly 8,000 families or more than 47,000 people and forced them at gunpoint into strategic IS locations.
ISIL's depraved, cowardly strategy is to attempt to use the presence of civilian hostages to render certain points, areas, or military forces immune from military operations, effectively using tens of thousands of women, men, and children as human shields.
Shamdasani says the cruel behavior is provoking revenge killings of people suspected of being members of IS. She says the High Commissioner for Human Rights is urging people to refrain from vigilante justice and to treat captured IS fighters in accordance with international human rights law. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Protests were relatively calm in the U.S. state of North Dakota Friday after Thursday's violent confrontations between police and demonstrators opposed to the construction of an oil pipeline. Police say the pipeline is being built on private property that has been occupied by Native Americans. Pipeline opponents, including Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein and civil rights activist Jesse Jackson, say the pipeline will put the local water supply at risk and damage areas sacred to the local Standing Rock Sioux Indian tribe. Protests had been intensifying since July when a permit was obtained to route the pipeline beneath the Missouri River at Lake Oahe, less than 1 kilometer from the Standing Rock Reservation. The U.S. economy grew at the fastest pace in 2 years in July, August, and September. Friday's report from the Commerce Department says the 2.9% annual growth rate in the third quarter was far faster than the previous quarter. Economists say the relatively positive report makes it more likely the U.S. Central Bank will raise interest rates. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.